We want to thank our sponsor, Great Western Bank, a proud supporter of the Wildcast podcast. At Great Western Bank, they focus on serving family-owned businesses and their overall financial needs. Whether your company needs increased working capital, equipment or SBA financing, purchasing or renovating a building or construction financing, Great Western Bank has the expertise to work through your specific financial needs. Visit the Great Western Bank branch on Campbell between Glen and Fort Lowell or call 520-325-1135 to talk to any of the business bankers about your specific needs. Member FDIC.
From the Arizona Daily Star and Tucson.com, this is the Wildcast.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to another episode of the Wildcast podcast. Justin Spears here with Alec White and Bruce Pasco. The Arizona Wildcats beating South Dakota State 71-64 at McHale Center. And despite the win, we experienced a fired up Sean Miller in the postgame press conference. He was not happy with Arizona's performance, particularly from beyond the arc. He thought Arizona got a lot of quick shots. They failed to really give Zeke Nagy the ball. But I also think that's a big part of that is because of South Dakota's defense and game planning against Zeke Nagy. Bruce, I'll start off with you. What did you take away from Arizona's win?
That's a lot of it. I mean, South Dakota State actually played a smart defensive game, and I think Arizona kind of knew that, which maybe irritated them a little bit. That they sit back and they were going to dare them to shoot, and they were going to go after Nagy. I think everybody's realizing that's probably what they need to do, and the fact that Arizona didn't try to get through that and just kicked it back just stuck around and threw up lazy threes, what he called circus shots. You know, that he kept going back to that over and over and over, and he said, we're going to figure this out tomorrow or whatever. So you can imagine tomorrow's practice probably won't be very fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said it was a carnival, and they can't have that out there. Yeah. 3-for-17 for the Wildcats from three. They took 14 threes in the first half alone compared to just 10 twos in the first half. And those numbers kind of evened out in the second half. The Wildcats only took they came out in the second half, took two threes in the first 30 seconds, and then 19:30 on in the second half, they only took one. And you could see it was just a much more efficient offense from there on out, and they outscored South Dakota State by 10 the rest of the way through.
Yeah. You know, the first four games of the season, it was all about, wow, one, Zeke Nagy's playing great basketball right now, and two, Arizona looks faster than the normal Sean Miller team. They're always out in the run. You know, they're getting out in a transition. Was tonight the night that showed what playing fast can do for you in a negative way?
Well, I mean, Miller seemed to think that they were playing fast wrong, basically. Instead of, you know, he wants them to play fast because their defense is creating things and get out and run, or they're rebounding really well and get out and run from that. Instead, they were playing fast a little bit tonight because they were just going for quick threes, and you know, that was not his kind of fast, so he definitely made that point. And, you know, I think ideally I think he even knows that this team is, you know, built for the open court and best in that, but they've got to, you know, in his opinion, got to play smart. And we'll see about that. If, you know, I think they're not going to be, you know, he's still going to have his emphasis and maybe, but they should be one of his faster tempo teams, you know, if they're on a good night. This just wasn't a good night for them, you know, in a lot of ways.
You know what's nuts, though, is Zeke Nagy had a very quiet first half. I mean, he didn't have a single shot attempt in the first half. You know, still locked in. Did he have 1 point at halftime?
Zero.
No.
Or did he have zero? Okay, I remember that for a little while there he had 1 point because he made one free throw, and, you know, he was kind of locked in at one. But then, you know, second half comes around, he finishes the game with, you know, shooting 4 or 5 from the field. I mean, so still, you look back at, was it the streak? It was 17 straight, right?
Yeah, field goal attempts.
I mean, going over the last three games, Zeke Nagy has only missed one field goal. And he's, what, is it 19 of 20?
Yeah.
Right? For the last three games? That's even though he had somewhat of a quiet game, I mean, still, I mean, what can you say about Zeke Nagy?
Well, it's actually 21 of 22, by my math, anyway. And the interesting thing about that is, as Miller pointed out also, there's two halves in there where he didn't even take a shot. So, yeah. You know, just showing. Anyway, it's very unusual in a lot of ways, and yeah, he didn't take any. In fact, you could argue almost the shot he missed was barely even a shot because he got a rebound and he just kind of threw it up, and it was, you know, just a long shot at the basket. So, you know, in a way, he's hit 21, you know, planned out decent
shots.
Well,
you and I too, we were sitting there like, are they gonna count that as like a shot attempt? Because the way it was, I mean, you couldn't have really assumed it was a shot attempt. We were looking at it, and sure enough, it was.
Yeah, it was just – it wasn't really a pass either. It was like he was just throwing it up, maybe hoping he would get fouled or something, and, you know, it didn't work out. But
yeah. Another note I would make is he was in quite a bit of foul trouble today. He had two early fouls in the first half against him, so he only played 10 or 11 minutes in that first half and then got into foul trouble again early in the second half, and he even fouled out late in the game. So, you know, even with five fouls, fouling out, sitting for large portions of the game, he still was Arizona's second or third leading scorer behind Nico and Josh Green.
Yeah. And Nico Mannion also, too, in that second half, he really turned it up. And it was highlighted by that poster dunk. I still don't know. Is that a SportsCenter top 10 play? Have you seen it?
They did a push alert and sent that video out, but it wasn't tagged as a top 10. So, SVP, we're waiting on you.
What do you think about Nico Mannion through the first five games? You know, I had a chance to ask him in the press conference, and he said, I mean, the South Dakota State game showed it doesn't matter who you are. Any team could be beaten on any single day. And South Dakota State, they were up by as many as 12 points in this game. I mean, they show that they can, you know, hang around with a team like Arizona. And, you know, you got to give South Dakota State a lot of credit, too. I know they don't have the brand name, but they still came in here and punched Arizona in the face. But going back to Nico Mannion, first five games of the season, he's really shown what he can do. I mean, he can take over games when he wants to. I just want to know what you guys think about the Arizona point guard.
I think he's been everything as advertised. The only thing that's struck me about him, this isn't a great surprise either, is that he plays up to the level of competition or when he's challenged. We saw that against New Mexico State when he was getting into it with those guys, and he shot those two threes in a row and got called for the tee for talking back. And I think tonight he sort of, you know, when they, you know, he sort of, you know, punched that exclamation point or that hammer home and, you know, made it happen, beat one guy. To get in the lane and then just threw it down and, definitively. And that's, you know, that's something, you know, a guy like that really jumps out at you, especially as a freshman. But that's, again, what he was billed to be coming in.
I think we can all agree that Zeke Nagy has been the best player through the first five games. But I think Nico Mannion, he's the swagger behind Arizona. And, you know, as much as we want to maybe, you know, Zeke goes, they go. But I think as we get into the season, it's going to be as Nico goes, this team goes, just purely based on his playmaking ability to get everybody else in the offense involved. And he just seems to come up, you know, with big shots when needed so far. And he had a couple three-pointers today when Arizona didn't have a whole lot of momentum. They were, you know, trailing South Dakota State for much of that first half and early part of the second. And then he turns on a gear and all of a sudden Arizona goes on a run. He might not be scoring all the points, but he's going to play a factor in how the points are distributed.
Well, and he can. If they need him to score all the points, he will.
Yeah.
I mean, he's as talented as any scorer they have. As far as and especially the different ways he can score. So, and again, it seems like so far anyway, when they really need him to, he will. And he's better percentage-wise at it when the pressure's on. So that's really a sign.
So Arizona, they have Long Beach State this Sunday. The Long Beach State Beach. Bruce, what do you think about the mascot change for the Long Beach State?
The Beach. I don't know. I mean, I like 49ers just fine. I mean, I don't see what the difference is in, like, Gonzaga and the Bulldogs, where everybody calls them the Zags, and they were officially calling on the Beach. So what's wrong with having the 49ers as an official mascot? But now they're drummed out. There's no more 49ers, which is California history. But whatever.
The Sharks? Weren't they the Sharks for a little bit, too? Are they still the Sharks?
Do we know
Long Beach State's mascot?
They kept the Dirtbags for baseball, right?
Which they should.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Just keep the Dirtbags.
Yeah.
Real quick, before we cut to my interview with P.J. Brown talking Arizona women's basketball, recruiting news. Adam Miller committed to Illinois over Arizona and Louisville. Not really a surprise here because he's from the Chicago area. He plays at Morgan Park High School. His teammate was Io. He's playing for Illinois right now.
Yeah.
What's his last name?
DeSumo.
Yeah. Io DeSumo is or was Adam Miller's teammate, and so looks like Adam Miller's going to Illinois. No surprise, but I mean, you look at a lot of these recruits that Arizona's missing out on. I mean, Puff Johnson, we all thought was going to Arizona because his dad played college ball with Sean Miller. His brother's playing in Phoenix. They moved to Hillcrest. So all signs looked like Puff Johnson was going to go to Arizona. Then he decides to go to North Carolina. Adam Miller picks Illinois over Arizona. Devin Askew last month picked Kentucky over Arizona. It just seems like a lot of guys that Arizona doesn't normally miss out on, they're missing out on them.
Well, I think there's the big elephant in the room still, and that's the NCAA. And I think it's affecting this class more than the last class because the last class knew they'd get in before this probably was in effect. I think there's some thought that possibly it could affect what happens to this team in 2021. And, you know, and maybe also that's why guys are waiting till the spring because, you know, and I think Arizona will do better in the spring provided there's nothing really adverse going on there. Because players want to wait and see what happens. But I think with Miller, Adam Miller, too, I think some of the buzz is that he's waiting to see what Io does, if he's going to go pro. And if he doesn't go pro, Adam Miller may want to think twice about going to Illinois. But yeah. Who knows?
Well, because they play the same position.
Yeah, exactly. And they can play together in that system, but, you know, who knows? Sometimes guys don't want to do that for whatever reason. And, you know. It's hard to say. But also, too, I mean, these are all legitimate things that happen. I mean, Puff Johnson had reason to go to North Carolina. They were putting a squeeze on one player for that position. They only had that one spot left. And, you know, his brother obviously had a great experience there and turned into a first-round pick. You know, and Adam Miller's staying home. And to a coach, Underwood, at Illinois, who's really done a good job of getting local guys to say it's like Illinois is cool again for guys from Chicago to go to. So, you know, those aren't things that's in Arizona's control. There's other factors here as well.
All right. Well, let's cut to my interview with P.J. Brown. I had her on my radio show on ESPN Tucson talking all things Arizona women's basketball. And also, make sure you subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts and download the Wildcaster app. Let's cut to P.J.
PJ, always a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks, Justin. It's great to be here.
Absolutely. So, PJ, you know, let's start off with Ari McDonald. You know, 44 points against Texas. Arizona beats Texas like a drum. And it was a statement victory, yet somehow they didn't find themselves in the AP top 25. When you look back at that game against Texas, Ari McDonald, what she was been able to do, and how Arizona was been able to get that win, what's different about this team this year?
Well, it's really interesting. Ari McDonald, of course, is a superstar, and as Coach Adia Barnes has said, she's one of the best guards in the country, and it's evident every time she steps onto the court. What's different about this team is that they're hungry. They're still hungry. I mean, they won the WNIT tournament last year, but they're not done. That was last year. Yeah. Now they want to make it to the NCAA tournament. And I think even more important, you know, they're in the fourth year of the rebuild of the Adia Barnes era here at U of A. And they don't really get a lot of respect. And they have a chip on their shoulder. They want people... They just put their head down. They want people to know who they are. They want them to know that they're, you know, really a team on the up. They're up and coming. And they want people to pay attention to them. And I think all of that kind of really put it all together. And this team is really doing something special here in Tucson. They, you know, not just, of course, Ari McDonald, it all starts with her. But there are so many other components to this team, so many other players that if they weren't on this team, they wouldn't be where they are right now. Mm-hmm. And that is, you know, just about almost there, wherever there is, but almost, you know, they almost got made the AP's top 25 this week. They made the coach's top 25 poll. But, you know, again, not making the AP's top 25, that sort of just gives them a little bit more to fight for. They know that they got to put it all together and they got to prove it on the court. And that's, it does something to this team and adds a little bit more motivation for them.
Kate Reese had 20 points today against Prairie View A&M. She also had 10 rebounds, a double-double for her. Describe the evolution of her game from the time she entered as a freshman last year till now.
Sure. Kate's really improved a lot. You know, this is her first double-double of this young season. I think, if I'm correct, she came out with a double-double, I think her first game as a freshman. So she's somebody that, you know, we've been watching a lot. She's really improved her game a lot over last season. And last season, she was one of the top freshmen in the Pac-12. She actually led, by the end of the season, she led both in scoring and rebounding. So, you know, you kind of think like, wow, how do you get better than that? But Kate has found a way. She's finishing better. She is more aggressive in the paint. She's really aggressive on the defensive end. She doesn't really let people push her around. And, you know, and she's just becoming a little bit more of a leader this year, for her teammates, especially for the younger, the new freshmen and the new players on the team. So she's really, it's fun to watch her each and every game do something a little more than you saw before.
PJ Brown, she covers the Arizona Wildcats women's basketball team for the Arizona Daily Star. She joins us right here on ESPN Tucson. Now, PJ, going back to Ari McDonald, that game against Texas, she had 44 points, set a program record. And earlier today against Prairie View A&M, a much inferior team compared to Texas, but Ari put up 15 points, and then you look down the box score and go, whoa, 14 assists. I mean, she kind of seems like she can do a little bit of everything depending on the day. How would you describe her game?
Oh, absolutely. She's always been an all-around player. People usually just focus on her scoring because she's dynamic and such an exciting player on that end. You know, but there's the fact that she finds her teammates and finds them open for great shots. So she had those 14 assists. You know, some of those were on three-pointers, some of those were on two-pointers, and, you know, she alone had a hand in close to probably 50 points today that people just sort of don't realize. She also had 9 rebounds, one shy of a triple-double. Not too many people do that.
Yeah.
And she collected 4 steals. So, you know, all those things combined make her, you know, such an incredible player. She does it on both ends of the court, which a lot of times players don't. A lot of times they're just, they can score and that's it. Or they can do one thing well and that's it. Ari does a lot of things well. And she has this vision on the court. And she can see, you know, like a couple steps ahead that her teammate's going to be open. Or she watches when she's defending, she can watch her opponent and sort of knows when to make that move if she's going to try to go for a steal. This is a really special player, and we're all just really fortunate that we get to watch her every game.
That's PJ Brown. She covers the Arizona women's basketball team for the Arizona Daily Star. Follow her on Twitter at PJBrown09. Also, check out her content on Tucson.com and the Wildcaster app. It's all Arizona Wildcats sports. You don't need a subscription to the Arizona Daily Star. You can just go to the App Store or Google Play, search the Wildcaster, download it. It's free. It's available. And all of her work and all of our work from the Arizona Daily Star is all on that app. PJ, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks a lot, Justin.
Thank you. We want to thank our sponsor, Great Western Bank, a proud supporter of the Wildcast podcast. At Great Western Bank, they focus on serving family-owned businesses and their overall financial needs. Whether your company needs increased working capital, equipment or SBA financing, purchasing or renovating a building or construction financing, Great Western Bank has the expertise to work through your specific financial needs. Visit the Great Western Bank branch on Campbell between Glen and Fort Lowell or call 520-325-1135 to talk to any of the business bankers about your specific needs. Member FDIC.